The national body of Kura Kaupapa is accusing the Ministry of Education of institutional racism in the way it prioritises total immersion Māori schools for repairs and rebuilds. A Christchurch kura has been riddled with mould and leaky buildings for the past 10 years. It says the Ministry of Education initially told them the school would be rebuilt but then changed its mind. But whilst both groups are meeting to find a resolution next week, the national body of Kura Kaupapa is furious. It says the ministry isn't acting fast enough. Mani Dunlop reports.
Christchurch's Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Te Whānau Tahi has been waiting more than a decade for the dilapidated, mouldy and leaking school to be rebuilt. In March, it was finally told a rebuild would happen. But after the first lockdown, Ministry of Education officials told them it was off the table due to funding issues because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Whilst the ministry has since apologised, the Kura's deputy board chair, Anton Matthews, says he'll be meeting with them next week to deliver an ultimatum: rebuild the Kura in an acceptable timeframe on the current site.
I mean, if we don't get that outcome, then we'll look at our further options and probably look to take further action. I mean, the Ministry of Education is pretty smart, pretty intelligent, and I think they understand their obligation under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and so we hope that it won't get to that point. But look, all options are on the table if the Ministry turns up and decides to brush us off like they have done for the last 10 years.
So a treaty claim could be on the table, potentially?
Certainly not ruling that out. Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Matthews says the whole process has been distressing for whānau, and he says they just want a solution.
They know that it's taking a huge toll on the mental health of our kaiako and our whānau, who work tirelessly to make sure that our tamariki don't feel the stress and the pressure of having to live and learn in a kura that's unfit for purpose. So despite knowing all of that, their communication has been inconsistent, to say the least, and it's becoming frustrating. They argue it's been unprofessional, and we just think it's enough is enough and it's time to walk the talk, like they keep saying they're going to do.
The co-chair of Te Runanga Nui o ngā Kura Kaupapa, Rawiri Wright, says Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Te Whānau Tahi is not an isolated case. He says there are kura which are in dire need of repair or rebuild and have been forgotten.
This is another example of institutional racism at work, because in this instance, the Ministry of Education has been very slow in coming forward to help Te Whānau Tahi, but they're not the only ones, because there are other kura kaupapa Māori around the country who are in a far worse situation. And it is absolutely appalling. The Ministry ought to be ashamed of the conditions that we have had to continue to endure year by year.
Mr. Wright says Kura Kaupapa are exceeding at much higher rates than many other education institutions, and high school retention rates remain high for students. He says there has been some good working relationships with the ministry established, but meaningful engagement is now needed.
Do they go far enough? No. In terms of legislation and in terms of regulations, the ministry has done nothing to support and promote the protection and the development of Kura Kaupapa Māori. We need to sit down again with the ministry. We need these concerns to be acknowledged, and then we need to see an action plan that needs to be put together on a case-by-case basis.
In a statement, the Ministry of Education rejects any suggestion that decisions on school property investment are based on race. It has reiterated its commitment to work in partnership with Christchurch's Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Te Whānau Tahi to find the right investment option for the kura, but does not want to preempt upcoming discussions. For Checkpoint, Kōmani Dunlop tēnei.